Today's Amud is Megillah Chavdalad Amabez. We're holding on the top line on Chavdalad Amabez by the word Paicheach. So we mentioned that a Paicheach is Paris al Shema, that even someone who's not adequately dressed, he's allowed to be Paris al Shema, but he's not allowed to be the Chazan. If he's not adequately dressed, he's not fully covered, he's not allowed to be a Chazan. So says the Gemara now, that Boi Minei Ula Bar Rav Me Abaye. Ula Bar Rav asked the Shaila from Abaye, that katon peicheach mahu sheyikra b'teira. We had also mentioned that a peicheach is not allowed to read from the Torah. So now Ula Bar Rav asked from Abaye, what about if the peicheach, if the one who's not adequately dressed is a katon? A katon we know is allowed to be kairi b'teira. Is a katon peicheach allowed to be kairi b'teira? Rashi explains that the tzad to say that it should be allowed is because perhaps the reason why a peicheach is not allowed to read from the Torah, he's not allowed to be the chazan, is because he's doing something wrong, he's not adequately dressed. But a katon who doesn't have a chiyuv to cover himself fully, so a katon is allowed to read from the Torah, he's allowed to perhaps be the chazan as well, even if he's not adequately dressed because he doesn't have a chiyuv to cover up. So is the katon peicheach allowed to read from the Torah? So Amar Lei, Abaye said back to Ula Bar Rav, he said, "V'tibayi lach arayim, why don't you have the same shaila about the katan who's completely undressed, straight out of the shower? Could he read from the Torah? You didn't ask me that shaila. Why didn't you ask me that shaila? Arayim my time alai. It was pasha to you that an arayim can't read from the Torah. Why is that pasha to you that an arayim can't read from the Torah? I know what you're going to say. Mishum kavod tzibur. You're going to tell me because even though he has no chiyuv to cover up, he's only a katan, but he can't read from the Torah if he's completely undressed because that's not kavod tzibur for him to read from the Torah. If so, hachanami, mishum kavod tzibur. By a peicheach also, it's not just because he's doing something wrong. It's not just because he's supposed to be covering up that's why he's not allowed to read from the Torah. There's also an element of kavod tzibur, and therefore it doesn't matter if he's a katan or a gadol. Even a katan, if he's not adequately dressed, he's not allowed to read from the Torah. Because even if he doesn't have a chiyev to cover up, but there's still an element of kavod tzibur, and memela, a katan peicheach is not allowed to read from the Torah. Suma Pairis al Shema, we mentioned the sheet of the Chachamim, is that a Suma, someone who is blind, even if he was born blind, he's allowed to be Pairis al Shema, he's allowed to make the bracha of Baruch Yotzer HaMa'ores, thanking Hashem for the light. However, Rabbi Yehuda, we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was Chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda said that somebody who was born blind and he never benefited from the light, so he's not allowed to make the bracha of Baruch Yotzer HaMa'ores, and Memela, he's not allowed to be Pairis al Shema. So as the Gemara now Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Amru Layla Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Harbi Tzafu Lidresh Rimerkava V'loi Ra'u Aysa Mimeyam. We know many people who they looked and they were Dairish in Maisa Merkava, even though they never saw anything that was Lamailo, they never saw anything with their eyes, yet still they were able to understand Maisa Merkava. So what do you see? You see that someone's able to understand something and they're able to appreciate something even if they never saw it. And so too a person can make a Baruch Yotzer HaMa'ores even though he never actually saw the sun, he never actually saw the light, he could still appreciate the light. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say back to this Raya? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back that Hasa Be'avanta Deliba Talia Milsa. By Maisa Merkava, it's not something that you actually have to benefit from. It's something that you either do or don't understand. So when it comes to understanding in your heart, yeah, it's possible for a person to appreciate something and to have an understanding of something, even if he never saw it. It's very difficult. Maaser Merkava is not easy, but it's possible for a person to get there where he can have an understanding of something even though he never saw it. You can't see it. It's Ruchnius. But you can have an understanding of it. A person, he could be mechaven, and he can understand it, he can know it. But hach over here, when it comes to Yotzer HaMa'ores, it's mishum hana'ahu. When you make the bracha, you're making a bracha for the physical pleasure that you get from the light. And this person who was born blind, he doesn't have any hana from the light. He never appreciated, he never saw the light, he never used the light. And since he never used the light, so therefore he's not allowed to make a bracha on the light, and like that Rabbi Yehuda was madcha the raya that the Chachamim brought from Maaseh Merkava. So what are the Chachamim going to say back to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda seems to be right. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't benefit from something unless you actually saw it. So if so, so how could the Chachamim say that a blind person can make a Baruch Yetzer HaMa'iris? So that's the Gemara V'Rabbanon. They say back that Islei Hana K'Rabbi Yaisi. That it's not true. Even a Suma gets Hana from the light, and it's like the story that Rabbi Yaisi brought. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Yaisi said over, that Kol Yamai Haisi Mitztayer Al Mikra Zeh. My entire life, I was troubled by the following Pasuk. I was troubled. What's the pshat in the following pasuk that it says in the Teichacha? It says, "Yisa mimashmish b'tzarayim," that if you don't do the right thing, so you're going to be groping around in the afternoon. You're not going to know where you're going. Kasher yamashish ha'iver be'afela, like a blind man in the dark. So said Rabbi Yosi, I had trouble with this pasuk. What does it mean, like a blind man in the dark? What difference does it make to a person that's blind whether he's in the dark or he's in the light? A person who's lost because he's blind, so he's lost whether he's outside and it's daylight or it's outside and it's pitch black. What does the pasuk mean? You're going to be so lost, you're going to be like a blind man in the dark. What does he care if it's dark or light? So said Rabbi Yosi, I didn't understand this pasuk. Until the following Maisa came to me. And through this Maisa, I was able to understand Pshan in the Pasuk. Takes Rabbi Yosi, he was learning from the different events of his life. From this event, he figured out Pshan in the Pasuk. Says Rabbi Yosi, what was the story? Pamachas, one time, Ayisi Mahalich, Be'ishon Laila Vafelo, an expression for just pitch black. I was walking around, it was very, very dark outside. V'ra'isi Suma, and I saw a blind man. Shahaya Mahalich B'derech, Va'avuka biyadai. And I saw that he was walking, and he had a torch in his hand. Now, this man was blind, so the torch wasn't helping him see. So Amartilai, so I said to the Suma, Bini, my child, Avuka zulamalucha. Why are you holding the lamp? Why are you holding the avuka? You don't see anyways. What does this help you? So Amarli, so the Suma said to me, that kolz man sha'avuka biyadi, b'nei adam rayinaisi. I don't see, but as long as I have this torch in my hand, so other people see, and they see me, and they see where I'm going. U'matzilin aisi min apchasin, and they're able to save me, that I don't fall into a ditch, u'min akutzin, u'min abarkonin, or from a thorn, or the other things that could hurt me. I don't see it, but as long as I have the torch, so then other people could see, and then they could help me. So said Rabbi Yosi, that's the pshan in the pasuk, that you're going to be so lost like a blind man in the dark, that there's a difference to a blind man whether he's walking in the dark or the light. Because when he's walking in the light, at least other people could see him. So he's lost, but there's an element of the other people will help him. But if he's blind and he's walking in the dark, so then even other people can't help him. And when other people can't help him, then he's really doomed, and that's the pshat and the pasuk of the Teichacha. L'nyanenu, the Chachamim were saying to Rabbi Yehuda, it might be true that a blind man himself, he doesn't benefit from the ma'aris. He doesn't benefit from the light. He can't. You're saying he can't say Baruch Yaitzar Ma'aris. Says the Chachamim, he could. He does benefit from the light. Ah, he doesn't see. But other people could see. And the other people in the world can help out this man because they use the Ma'aris. And because this blind man gets benefit from the fact that other people have light, so therefore the Chachamim say that even a blind person is able to make a bracha of Baruch Yaitzar Ma'aris. So Rabbi Yehuda says he can't because he himself doesn't get benefit in a very direct way. And the Chachamim say that no, he couldn't make a Baruch Yaitzar Ma'aris because he does get benefit, because he gets benefit from the fact that other people could see. Says the Mishnah now, Kayin Shiyesh Biyadav Mumin La Yisa Eskapov. So now we move on to the Halachas of Birchas Kayanim, that a Kayin who has on his hand a mum, he has some sort of defect on his hand, so he's not allowed to be Yisa Eskapov, he's not allowed to Duchen. And like we'll see in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that the reason for this is that being that he has something wrong with his hand, so other people are going to be looking at him. And being that other people are going to be looking at him, so we don't want him to duchen. Now, what exactly is wrong with the fact that people are going to be looking at his hands? So Rashi brings the Gemara in Chagiga that many of us know, that when a person looks at the hands of the Kehanim during Berachas Kehanim, so it causes a person to lose his eyesight. That's what the Gemara in Chagiga says. Now, Taisa's in Chagiga on Tazayin and Aleph, Taisa says that this chashash that the Gemara brings, that if a person looks at the Kehanim, he's going to lose his eyesight, that's only in this man of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kehanim would do Berchas Kehanim, and they would use the Shema Mefarish. And so then there was an added element of Shechina that was resting between the fingers of the Kehanim, and if a person would look, so he would lose his eyesight. But it does not apply nowadays. Taisa says, Ba'atzim, a person could look at the hands of the Kehanim, he's not going to go blind. So Taisa says, so why is it that we're makbid not to look at the Kehanim? Taisa says that the reason is because of Esach Hadas. A person's supposed to be concentrating on the bracha that the Kehanim are giving him, and if he's looking at the hands of the Kehanim, so he's not going to be concentrating on the bracha. So Taisa says that that's why nowadays, even nowadays, when they're not doing Berachas Kehanim with the Shema Mefarish, even nowadays, a person's not supposed to be looking around, and he's not supposed to be looking at the hands of the Kehanim, and therefore these halachas will still apply. We don't want people to be looking at the hands of the Kehanim simply because of the fact that he's going to be distracted. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berura, and Simon Kuf Chaf Ches, and Sifka and Peites. So the Mishnah Berura brings this thesis. He brings that there's a problem with a person being distracted during Birchas Kayanim because it's going to lead to Hesach Hadas. And the Mishnah Berura over there says another reason that these halachas apply even nowadays is as a zeichel lamikdash. Basha else as a zeichel lamikdash, so we still keep these halachas, even though nowadays Ba'atzim the reason doesn't apply. But since Bizman Beis HaMikdash, a person wasn't allowed to look at the hands of the Kayanim, so even nowadays we continue to keep these halachas. So says the Mishnah that if a Kayan has a mum on his hand, that's going to distract people, that's going to cause people to be looking at his hands, and therefore he's not allowed to dochet. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Af Misha Hayu Yadav Tzevua Isotim Lo Yisa Eskapov. Also, a Kayin who has some sort of dye, a red dye on his hands, that's also going to cause people to look, and he's not allowed to duchen. And says the Mishnah now that the reason for these halachos is Mibnei Shaha'am Mistaklim Boy. Because if a Kayin has a defect on his hand, if he has this dye on his hand, so then people are going to be looking at him, and like we said, either the etzem problem with looking at the hands of the Kayhanim, at least Bizman Beis HaMikdash, or because simply it's going to cause Hesach Hadas. Says the Gemara now, that Tana we learned, that mumin sha'amru b'fanav yadav v'raglav. This that a kayin can't have a mum, the Braisa says, it's whether the mum is on his face, his hands, or his feet. Any such case, it's going to cause people to be looking at the kayin, eventually then looking at his hands, or even if not, hesach hadas, and therefore he's not allowed to dochen. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that yadav b'hakaniyais lo yisa eskapov. If a kayin has spotted hands, so that's also considered like a defect that he's not allowed to dochen. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that Yadav Bayakaniya Isla Yisa Eskapov. And if a Kayin has spotted hands, so he's not allowed to dochen. Akumais or Akushais, if his hands are bent, Akumais means they're bent backwards, Akushais means his hands are bent to the side. In either of these cases, it's Lo Yisa Eskapov, he's not allowed to dochen. Amr Vasi, Chefani, someone who's from Chefa, also Lo Yisa Eskapov, or some have the Gersa also Ubeishani, also someone from Beishan, he's not allowed to dochen. We'll see in a moment why not. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that Ein by Reed in Lefnei Ateva, we don't allow a person to be a chazan, Lo Yanche Beishan, not people from Beishan. Beishan, someone from Beishan is not allowed to be a chazan. Lo Yanche Beishefa, Lo Yanche Tevainin. People from these different places, they're not allowed to be a chazan, similar to what we just mentioned, that they're not allowed to duchen. And the reason for these people, that they're not allowed to be a chazan, they're not allowed to duchen, is mipnesha kairin la'alfin aynin ula'aynin alfin. They don't know how to differentiate between an aleph and an ayin. Ashkenazim don't typically differentiate either, but therefore these people weren't allowed to duchen, they weren't allowed to be a chazan, because they don't differentiate between an aleph and an ayin, and an ayin and an aleph. And they mix the two up. So the Radvaz in the Tshuva, in Chilik Aleph, and Simon Shin Sadi Dalid, the Radvaz over there writes that Avada, in these places, they had Chazanim, they had Chazar Sashatz, they had Berachas Kayanim in these places. So says the Radvaz, that in their place, where being that nobody is differentiating, so then that's just considered normal, so then it's okay to be the chazan, and it's okay to have Birchas Kayanim. What the Gemara means when it says that these people can't be the chazan, and they can't duchen, it means if you're in a place where the people are typically makbid, they do differentiate between Aleph and Ayin, and Ayin and Aleph. and this person doesn't, so then he's not supposed to be the chazan, then he's not supposed to dochem. So you declare it, maybe Ashkenazi in a Sephardi shul, maybe he's not supposed to, never heard of such a thing, but that's what the Gemara seems to say. If you're in a place, at least, where other people are makbid about it, so then, if a person doesn't know how to differentiate between an aleph and an ayin, so then he's not allowed to dochem, and he's not allowed to be a chazan. Amar lei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, says the Gemara, a related story, that Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, he said to Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Omali ata Levi, if not for the fact, if only, Omale with a yod means if yes, Omale with an aleph at the end means if not. Omale with a yod means if yes, Omale ata Levi, if you were a Levi, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi was not a Levi. But Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, had you had been a Levi, Pasul ata min adochen, you were not allowed to go up to the dochen and sing. Mishum da'avei kalach, the reason why you wouldn't be able to go up to the dochen and sing the shir sayat the shir shel yoim is mishum da'avei kalach, is because your voice, you have a very deep voice, and being that you have a very deep voice, you're like a balmum. Interesting story. Aimer Darsheni, that's what Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. If you were a Levi, you'd be puzzled to sing on the Dochen because you have such a deep voice, and it would be like a mum. It doesn't blend in with everybody else's. So Asan Amrle Lavua, also a strange hemshuch of the story. So Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, he went to his father and he told his father what Rabbi Chiya had told him. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to his son, he said to Rabbi Shimon, Zil Eimale, go back and tell Rabbi Chiya. When you get to the pasuk of v'chikisi l'Hashem, like nimseisa mechari from agadef, you're going to be making fun. You're going to be blaspheming Hashem. Reb Chiya had an issue that he didn't know how to say a ches. Probably the wrong name for someone with such an issue. Reb Chiya didn't know how to pronounce a ches. He would pronounce it like a hey. So what Rebbe was telling Reb Shimon is, go tell Reb Chiya when he gets to the pasuk of v'chikisi l'Hashem, he's going to end up saying v'hikisi l'Hashem, which sounds like he's saying chas v'shalom and I'm hitting Hashem. So that's what he told him. You go back and tell Reb Chiya, you also have an issue, because when you say this pasuk of v'chikisi l'Hashem, you're going to be mecharif u'megadif. That's the end of the story. Again, a troubling story to understand, a pipshat at least, but that's the story. So Amar Rav Huna now, says the Gemara Amar Rav Huna, that Zavlagan, going back to the Allah is a Birchas Kayanim, a Zavlagan lo yisa es kapov, a person who has very teary eyes, his eyes are always tearing, so that's also considered like a mum, it's going to cause people to be distracted and to look, so he's not allowed to duchen. Says the Gemara, or ask the Gemara, Vahu dahava b'shevivayse d'ravuna vahava paris yade. But we know there was a person with zavlagan, he had very teary eyes in Ravuna's neighborhood, and he used to dochen. How is he allowed to dochen? So says the Gemara, Hu dash b'irai hava. That was because everybody in the city was already used to him. Again, we mentioned that the issue with all these different women is because people are going to be distracted, they're going to be looking at him. But if it's a person, if it's the type of mom, then in that city, in that locale, it's normal to have that thing, so then people aren't going to be distracted. So being that this person, everybody knew him very well in the city, so they weren't going to be distracted when he dochen, and therefore it was okay. It says the Gemara, Tani Na Mihachi, we have a Braisa which says this halacha as well, that Zavlgan Al Yisa is Kapov, someone who has this condition, he's not allowed to dochen, unless everyone in the city is already used to him, and then it's going to be mutter. In a similar halacha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Suma Ba'achas Me'enav Al Yisa is Kapov, a person who's blind in one eye, so he's blind in one eye, so sometimes maybe he looks a little bit different, so he's not allowed to dochen. Says, because again, it's going to cause people to be distracted. So ask the Gemara, Vahu dahava b'shivaisid Rabbi Yochanan dahava paris yadei. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that? There was even someone in his own neighborhood that was blind in one eye and he used to dochen. Says the Gemara, Hu dash b'irai hava. Same teretz. Everyone was already used to him, and therefore no one was going to be distracted. And Tani Nami Hachi, we have a braisa like this as well. Suma ba'achas me'ena v'yisa eskapov. A person who's blind in one eye is not allowed to dochen. V'maya dash b'irai mutter. Unless people are used to him, and then it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Misha Ayu Yadav Tzivuwa Yisla Yisa eskapov. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a person who has paint on his hand, so he's also not allowed to dochen. People are going to be looking at him. This person, he's a painter, so he has paint on his hand. He's not allowed to dochen. Says the Gemara Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that Imraiv, Anshi, Ayir, Malachtun, Bekach, that if that's the profession of most people in the city, they're all painters, or at least most of them are painters, and most of them have paint on their hands all the time, so then mutter, then it's not distracting, and then it's going to be mutter for this person with paint on his hand to dochen. Just a few more lines, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ha'imer, Eini Oiver, Lefleya Teva Bitzvuen. A person says, I'm not gonna duchen, I'm wearing a blue shirt, I don't wanna be the chazan. I'm not gonna be the chazan with my colored shirt. So the halacha is af bilaveinim lo yavur. If he has such a hakpada, that because he's wearing colored clothing, he's not going to be the chazan, so then even when he's wearing his white shirt, we don't allow him to be the chazan. He's being makbid about things that he's not supposed to. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the reason is. So then he's not allowed to be the chazan even in white. Besandal eini iver. He has a sakpada. He says, I'm wearing a sandal, I'm wearing sandals, I'm not going to be the chazan. So then af yachif lo yavur. So then even when he's not wearing sandals, even if he's barefoot, we don't allow him to be the chazan even if he's not wearing sandals. Says the Mishnah, another halacha, that ha'isa tfilasa yagula, if a person has round tefillin. Tfilasa here is referring to the tefillin shel reish. A person who has round tefillin shel reish. So sakana, first of all, it's dangerous. It's dangerous because being that it's round, so if he bumps into something, he bumps into a wall, bumps into a pole, some of us have such issues, so then it could penetrate into his skull. That area of the head is typically very soft. And therefore, first of all, you should know it's dangerous. And second of all, says the Mishnah, ve'ein ba mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. We'll see in the Gemara, tefillin have to be squared. And therefore, besides the fact that it's dangerous, chamir sekanta meisura, that's already a reason to stay far away from such tefillin. It's also not even a mitzvah, because it has to be square. Nasna mitzchay, if a person puts the tefillin on his forehead, instead of putting it above it, by the hairline, he puts it all the way on his forehead, ay al pas yaday, or if he puts his tefillin shel yad on his palm, he takes the psukim very literally. He says, bein einecha, between your eyes, so he puts it literally between his eyes, or al yadecha, he puts it on his hands. Harezu derech aminos, so that's derech aminos, he's taking the Torah very literally, like the minim that they understood the psukim, mamish, exactly the way it's written. Tzipan zahav, if let's say he coated his tefillin with gold, which is not allowed, because tefillin have to be made from things that are edible, and so if he coats it with gold, or v'nasna beis unkeli shaloi, or if he puts the tefillin shel yad, he puts it on top of his sleeve, which is also not allowed. The tefillin are supposed to be covered, and he puts it on top of his sleeve. Harei derech hachitzayim. So he's going. This is like derech hachitzayim. Rashi explains it's like people that they just do sort of whatever they think is right. They do whatever they want, and really this is incorrect. These are incorrect ways to do things. This person, he has his own ideas. Oh, gold would be so nice. Let everyone see my tefillin. Put it on top of my sleeve. But it's really incorrect. So that's derech hachitzayim. So now, first says the Gemara, now going to the Reisha of the Mishnah, we said if a person has certain akpadis, to not daven, to not be the chazan wearing colored clothing, or to not be the chazan wearing sandals, so then we don't allow him to be the chazan at all, ever. My taima, what's the reason for these halachis? Chashin and shema minus nizrika boy. Because being makbid about such things is things that the minim were makbid about. And therefore, being that this is derech minus, so we don't allow a person to be a chazan, if he has these akpadis. Maybe an Eitzah, a yeshiva bachur who wants to wear a colored shirt, as Rosh Hashiva says, oh, you have to wear white. You can tell Rosh Hashiva, it's derech minus to be makbid about not wearing a colored shirt. It has to be white. The Mishnah says that that's derech minus. That's what it seems to be saying. Ha'isa tfilasa yagula sakana ve'eba mitzvah. A person who has his tefillin that they're round, says tefillin shel reish, so we said in the Mishnah that first of all it's dangerous, and also it's not even the mitzvah, it has to be squared. So says the Gemara, lema tanina lahadatan rabbanan, that l'chayre, this Mishnah is a riot to that which we learned in the Braisa, that tefillin have to be squared. The Braisa says that tefillin merubai is halach l'maish mesinai, it's halach l'maish mesinai that tefillin have to be squared, v'amar rava betifran ubal chasainan, that the way you ensure that they're squared is first of all betifran, when you sew them together, when you sew the batim, so you have to be careful to sew it in a way that it doesn't doesn't ruin the square shape of the tefillin. And also, Baal Chesaynon, when you measure that it's squared, it has to be a perfect square. The way you do that is by measuring the diagonal of the tefillin, and that tells you, based off of Chazal's formulas, that the tefillin are exactly squared based off of the length of the diagonal of the square of the tefillin. So the point is, though, is that it seems like our Mishnah is a riot to this that we learned in the Braisa, that tefillin have to be squared. To which the Gemara says, Amra Papa, that no, it's not necessarily a riot, Mas Nisen Davida Ki Amguza. That our Mishnah is discussing when its mam is round like a nut, Rashi says. It's like a ball. So that's when you have a problem of sakana. But also our Mishnah, it could be if you have tefillin that are round, but it's not like a ball. It's round and it's like a hockey puck, where it's flat on the bottom. So then it's not going to be a sakana, it's not going to dig into his skull. But at the same time, they're round. From our Mishnah, you don't see that such tefillin is problematic. All you see from our Mishnah is that it can't be round like a ball, that could be dangerous, it could go and dig into his head. But if it would be round like a hockey puck, so that you don't see from our Mishnah that it's a problem. And the Braisa is saying that even that's a problem. The tefillin have to be mamish square. So there's no raya from our Mishnah to the Braisa. That's still the halacha. We pass him like the Braisa, that the tefillin have to be squared. But in terms of that, what you said, that there's a raya from our Mishnah to the Braisa, so that not. There's no raya from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, it could be tefillin that shaped like a hockey puck would have been mutter. But we still have the Braisa, which says that no, it's not. Even such tefillin are going to be possible because they have to be a square.